The Secret Garden, a classic story by Frances Hodgson Burnett. Adapted by Jill Munton. Chapter 1. Mary comes to England. Mary looked out of the window. She could see a stony road with small bushes on each side. A strong wind was blowing, and Mary could hear a rustling sound.
"Is that the sea?"
she asked.
"No, Miss Mary," replied Mrs. Medlock. "That's the sound of the moor. Miles and miles of heather and gorse bushes, with the wind blowing through them. Nothing lives on the moor. Nothing but sheep and wild ponies."
On and on they drove through the dark night. Mary shut her eyes and thought about the last few weeks. One hot morning, Mary had woken up and called her Indian nursemaid, Saidi. But she didn't come. Another servant girl came instead. Mary felt cross.
"Where's Saidi?"
she snapped.
"Saidi can't come today," replied the girl.
Mary started to cry.
Other strange things happened that day. No one came to look after Mary, and so she went to play in the garden. More servants were missing, and the others looked frightened. Mary could hear people crying in the servants' rooms. At lunchtime, Mary went into the dining room. There were plates of half-eaten food on the table and half-empty glasses of water. Where had everyone gone? She went back to the nursery, where she waited. She watched a little snake gliding along the floor. It had eyes like jewels. After a very long time, she heard two men talking outside her door.
"Poor Mr. Lennox. And Mrs. Lennox, she was so beautiful and so kind," said one. "And they had a little girl called Mary, only 10 years old. She must be dead too."
He opened the door and stared at Mary.
"There's a child in here. Who can she be?"
Mary was cross, hungry and tired. She stamped her foot.
"I am Mary Lennox,"
she said, with her head held high. The man took Mary's hand. He told her that a terrible illness had come to the house. Her mother and father were dead, and so was Saidi. Most of the other servants were dead too, and the others had run away. There was no one left but Mary, and the little snake with eyes like jewels. First, Mary stayed with some friends of her father's. Their children laughed at her and called her names.
"You're going home next week," said one of the boys, "and we're pleased that you're going."
"So am I," said Mary.
"But where am I going to live?" "Don't you know? You're going to England to live with your uncle, Mr. Craven. He lives in a big old house on the moor. No one likes him."
Mary went to England by ship. Mrs. Medlock, her uncle's housekeeper, came to meet her. She had bright black eyes, and she wore a black hat with purple flowers on it. They stayed in a hotel for one night, and then they went on a train. On the way, Mrs. Medlock told Mary about her new home.
"There are 100 rooms, but most of them are locked. Mr. Craven stays in his room most of the time. You'll have to look after yourself, Miss Mary. Since his wife died, he hasn't cared about anything or anyone."
"She died?"
gasped Mary. She turned to watch the rain running down the window and thought about her new life in this sad house.
When they reached their station, Mrs. Medlock picked up the bags. Mary didn't help her. She never helped with anything. In India, the servants did everything for her. A carriage was waiting for them outside the station. They drove across the dark moor for mile after mile after mile. At last, Mrs. Medlock said,
"I can see a light. We're almost there, Miss Mary."
They drove through two big gates and up a long driveway. The carriage stopped in front of a very big stone house. A servant opened the large wooden door, and Mary and Mrs. Medlock went inside. Standing on the cold stone floor of the hall, in her long black dress and coat, Mary felt small and alone. There were dark portraits on the walls, and the men and women seemed to be staring at her. An old man came into the hall and said,
"Take her to her room, Mrs. Medlock. Mr. Craven doesn't want to see her. He's going to London tomorrow."
"That's Mr. Pitcher," said Mrs. Medlock,
as she led Mary up a wide staircase.
"He looks after Mr. Craven."
They went down a corridor, up more steps, down another corridor, and another. At last, Mrs. Medlock stopped in front of a door. She opened it and took Mary into a room where a bright fire was burning. Dinner for one was set out on a table.
"This is the nursery," said Mrs. Medlock. "You must stay in here all the time, Miss Mary. Don't go into any of the other rooms. Mr. Craven wouldn't like it. Martha will bring you breakfast in the morning."